Hi, everyone. This is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
Hey, I hope he does stay grinding, because that's a little bit of Shedeur Sanders right there. That guy's pretty eyed, if you ask me. I don't know exactly what he's going to be when it comes to the NFL, though, if I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all, though. This guy's pretty... A lot of people think he's going to be, like, the next best thing, right? I don't know if I necessarily see that. Obviously, he has some really decent numbers. He has about a 70% completion rate, 134 touchdowns and 27 picks throughout his college career. That's pretty fucking great, right? Like, when you're talking in the whole aspect of the thing, maybe two of those years or whatever were at Jackson State, which, you know, that could be what it could be. Who knows? As a JUCO school, HBCU school, I don't know how you want to look at Jackson State or whatever the fuck it is. I mean, it was alright, right? Like, it was one of those things where definitely wasn't, like, the greatest competition those first couple of years. And then when he came to Colorado, obviously it was all the talk of, oh, the offensive line isn't great. Oh, the weapons aren't that great. And then the second year, you know, he did pretty all right, right? Like, they were ranked for a little bit, but then obviously they fell off. And obviously they can keep blaming all the offensive line all they want. But obviously when you are a pure quarterback talent, you got to be able to make plays on your own, which... Like I said, right, we saw that a little bit with those numbers, 134 touchdowns, 27 picks throughout his four seasons. That's pretty all right. That's good numbers. I just feel like this guy's a little bit cocky when it comes down to it, though, and so that's why I'm a little bit thrown off by him. Obviously, it's always good to be confident, et cetera, but we've seen some, I believe it was an NFL coach that was rumored to say that this guy was just blatantly overconfident and may not have known exactly what his abilities were. So it's one of those things where obviously you want to make sure that your guys are confident and they understand where they're coming from. But when there's a blatant overconfidence and when there's an overstepping of a line where it's, you know, it's just a different level. It starts to hit a different level with me, right? Because these NFL coaches typically understand what they're talking about, especially when it comes to these quarterbacks. I feel like those are almost the least amount of guesses when it comes out, except for like the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round guys, right? Like the Brock Purdy's actually end up panning out. Those are like almost the least surprises, right? Like we kind of know like the first, second round guys might be that guy, right? Like the Jalen Hurts. Not necessarily like a, oh, wow, because we've seen it before, right? We saw it before at Oklahoma. We saw it before at Alabama. That guy was a natural-born winner. Now, when it comes to Shedeur Sanders, is he a natural-born winner? His dad is. His dad definitely is. I just don't know if I've necessarily seen it from Shedeur himself quite yet when it comes to the college level. I mean, even at Colorado in the Big 12, it didn't necessarily look like he was the most competitive when it came to being a quarterback. So, as of right now, like we talked about before, right, we're throwing these guys on grades. As of now, I think I got to put this guy at about a B, if I'm going to be real with y'all. I think there's a lot of potential there, but at the end of the day, I just feel like this guy has a lot to prove, and I hope he has the skills, and it looks like he has the skills, but we'll see what comes at the end of the day, right? Shedeur Sanders, grading this guy as a B right now. Do go out.